You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
You know, there are words to this.
Is there?
It's a giant Gordy show.
It's going to require a little bit of work.
Yeah, we got to workshop it.
Yeah.
Spitball it.
Yeah. WMDX 92.7 and the John and Gordy Early Morning Show begins.
Good morning.
Amen.
Boy, it seems it was a little tough to get up early this morning because of the time change thing.
Yeah, I only got 3 hours and 50 minutes according to the WMDX Samsung watch that I wear constantly.
What, you only got 3 hours and what?
50 minutes.
That's not enough.
No,
that's a problem.
The WMDX sleep tracker, is that?
Yes.
Is that a requirement or a benefit of working here?
Well, when you get this age, you got to keep track of the fact that your heart is still beating. But,
yeah.
So, you know, I managed to get a cold yesterday.
Oh, great.
You know, and then I've got a stiff neck now today. And, you know, I'm just trying to get over this thing, you know? One day. This is too much.
You took a COVID test, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it's too soon to the COVID test.
Oh, really?
You know, once you feel sick, it's too soon. You
got to wait a couple of days?
Yeah, you really do.
Oh,
so okay. I'm going to take another one. And, you know, this thing is costing me $30 every time. We used to just enjoy getting a cold and then getting over it. Now we have to check for all of the other viruses that are out there.
Right.
This is driving me crazy. So,
well, great. That's
well,
happy
yeah.
Monday.
Well, hey, you know, no, this is a great Monday.
Yeah,
because we're going to get into the 60s today, my friend.
Are we? What
yes.
do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, the WMDX Simpson watch this morning revealed that we're going to get into the low 60s.
Okay. Well, it's pretty chilly this morning. We're at 35 degrees.
Well, I don't want to tip according my hand to, early here. You know,
according to the WMDX thermometer outside our window, it's 35.
Oh, yes. Yes. The WMDX window.
What will the high temperature
Does
today
somebody
be?
Wash the windows?
Oh, my God. I think you're right.
I sweat. I complained about the windows before we left on Friday. They're washed today. What
See,
the hell?
All you have to do is, you know, make a request, and it gets done. That's amazing.
It's probably just one of our listeners, that's all.
You know,
climbed up the building.
I think we got a new cleanup crew, and they're doing a bang-up job.
You know? Wow.
Just, everything's sparkly and clean. And smells nice and fresh in here.
Yeah.
It's good. It's nice.
Well, I like the old cleanup crew.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Well, you know, having had a cleaning business at one time, you know, it's you're there one day, you're out the next. It's a tough business being in a cleanup business.
Let's check out the high temperature.
Well, you don't care. You're brutal.
I do care. I care a lot.
Why don't you just join the Doge team? You know,
nope. I like the new cleanup crew. They're doing a fine job.
I'm glad you do. I do too. I like them.
I'm just saying
it's a tough business to be in.
It is.
That's all.
Okay. Let's see what the high temperature might be for today. Right. Okay. What do we have today? What do we have ready to go, Sam? What do you think? We got the bar dice?
Not yet.
No?
No, no, no.
No, we got the one-arm bandit?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wheeled that out. It's very heavy.
Okay. 0-6-6. 66 degrees.
There you
hit the jackpot today. Yeah. Wow. 66. Yeah. On the 10th day of March.
I like it.
Okay.
We grilled out yesterday.
Did you really?
Yes.
Yep. Thanks for inviting me over. You know,
we called you a dozen times.
I don't think you have my number. Because my phone did not ring.
Did you change your number again?
No. Every couple of weeks, you know. So what were we going to do? Okay, National Day Calendar. That's what's happening here. Let's find out what the hell's going on.
I may be a little giddy. I apologize.
Did you take some medicine before you came in?
I don't know.
You don't remember? Then you probably
did. There's just so many pills on the tabletop.
Okay. Is it National... Is it National Pack Your Lunch Day? Is it National Farmer Appreciation Day? How about National Napping Day? Is it that, or is it National Blueberry Popover Day? National Blueberry Popover Day. Or is it National Mario Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
It's not National Mario Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is National Mario Day, celebrating the Mario Brothers or whatever. Is that what it was?
Well, it has to be that.
Yeah. National Mario Day recognizes an iconic character from the popular video game. The character known as Mario first appeared in 1981 in a game called Donkey Kong. It was first making an appearance on Donkey Kong.
Yeah, that's right.
It went on its own. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Does anybody care? Were you a big Mario Brothers fan?
No, not me. Nope.
Okay.
I don't play games.
Okay. Really? Not at all? No Donkey Kong?
Not at all.
No Pac-Man?
Last time I played cards was my third shift job in New Berlin at a bookbindery.
Okay.
So, where'd your kids get it from then?
Yeah.
Well, like, it's different now, you know? I mean, in the old days before cell phones, you know, games were horrible.
Yeah.
Boring.
They weren't that great.
Well, you know, we played Sheep's Head.
Okay.
Mostly.
Okay. But we're talking video games now.
Well, I know, video games. This is before video games, obviously, you know.
Okay.
So, last time I played a game, and that's a game, card game.
One of these days, I got to bring in the Pong console I have.
Please.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Is that a video game that you like, John?
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Pong was a lot of fun.
That's my speed.
What about pinball? Were you a pinball fan?
Yes.
Did you play a lot of pinball?
You know, after Pinball Wizard, everybody had to go out there and try their stuff.
It's National Napping Day. Why would that be today? What do you think?
Yeah, why is that?
Well, recognizes our need. Yeah, Sam's falling asleep right now, just thinking about it. Recognizes our need for the day following the return of daylight savings time. Mm-hmm. Saving time. Not only does the observance encourage a nap, it reminds us that there's no shame in taking a nap. It's no shame.
Wow.
Why would there be shame? While preparing for the time change, that can offset the shock to our internal clock. Maybe that's what you're suffering from, John, a shock to your internal clock. Many other things in our lives may not handle the change so well, so... that causes us to lose sleep, so today's National Napping Day. So take a nap.
Now I have two atomic clocks that you mentioned. Yeah, one for the bathroom and then one for the kitchen.
Why do you need a clock in the bathroom?
Well, see, you know what time it is? makes sense to me.
Really?
Yes.
Usually when you're in the bathroom, you're doing other things, you know, and it doesn't really take that long.
Really? You actually take a break from actually knowing what time it is in the bathroom?
Yes.
Why?
Because you don't spend it. How much time are you going to spend in the bathroom? Really need to know if you're on time?
Yes.
In the bathroom?
Yes. You want to make sure that you're not spending too much time in the bathroom. Okay. You know, after a shower, right? I mean, you're going through your motions, getting ready for the day. You don't want to spend too much time. You want to check and see if you're on time.
Okay.
Come on. Am I the only person in the world that has a clock in
their bathroom?
I agree
with you wholeheartedly, John.
Do you, all right, Sam?
Growing
really?
Up, I put a clock in, like, the bathroom that my brother and I used, and as soon as I moved out, my parents took it down. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Yeah, what's wrong? Yeah.
Don't see the need.
Here's a story about the atomic clock. Maybe you know a little bit about this, but for some reason, the atomic clock does not work. It doesn't set itself during the day. So I always put the clocks in the window where, you know, it can receive that AM signal. I think it's an AM signal, probably. And it does it overnight. For some reason, it sets the clocks overnight.
Right.
not during the day where it drives me crazy. But, they're both set now.
Did it automatically update for daylight saving?
It did, yeah.
Well, see, mine didn't. But I'm but it's 3 seconds ahead.
Do you have, do you have a switch on there that you set for daylight saving time?
Well, no, I don't know. It's very
difficult. You don't know.
This is very difficult. It's one of the most difficult clocks to set.
It's got five buttons on the back.
It does, for no reason. No reason at all. But I did have to update it for this morning.
Well, there you go.
But it's still 3 seconds ahead, so I can't figure that out. It was always right on. No, it was right on all the way up until like 5 days ago.
When we were doing the show from our homes, mine was like 20 seconds behind.
Really?
And this is the atomic damn clock.
Yeah.
I don't know how it could be different.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get back to the National Day calendar.
That,
it's just one more thing to go
one
here.
Thing.
The National Blueberry Pop. Oh, by the way, did I announce what was the bogus day?
No.
Oh, it's National Farmer Appreciation Day. It's not National Farmer Appreciation Day.
Are you telling us that we shouldn't appreciate farmers?
I'm telling you, every day is National Farmer Appreciation Day.
We're going to be talking to Pam Yonke in just a few minutes.
Yes. We went to the Testicle Festival, and she was there. She was a superstar there. Wow.
She's wild.
There must have been 400 people packed into that place. I mean, it was...
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Man, we had a great time. What was I saying? Oh, it's National Blueberry Popover Day.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a blueberry popover?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Popovers,
pretty uneventful.
Blueberries, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I don't think I care about this. Let's get to the history book,
right,
Sam.
Let's
open up that dusty book.
I wasn't expecting you to ask me about it, but we can open up the book.
All do you mean? Why weren't you prepared? Oh, no. Cough, cough.
Oh, because we usually get a cleaning crew in here to take care of that book, and they haven't gotten here yet.
Okay.
We got just a couple of things.
Are we blaming the cleaning crew?
No.
They clean the windows, not the book.
It's all their fault. Well, we got some telephone history. Today, on this day, in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first quote-unquote telephone call. He was the first to speak down a wire to his assistant, Watson.
And what did he say?
He said, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you."
That's what he said.
That's it.
You think he would have thought that out a little bit?
It proved that it worked, right?
Right. Mm,
apparently.
Today in 1918, Warner Brothers, their studio, they released their very first film on this day, My 4 Years in Germany. It was a propaganda film for World War I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Got a couple birthdays here today. Yeah. I don't know if you want to cover the last point on here.
No.
Alfred Pete, have you ever been to Pete's Coffee?
Yes.
At the Wisconsin Union?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, that's that Pete.
Wow. Okay.
Also Chuck Norris's birthday.
Okay. He's still alive and kicking.
Yeah, he is.
That's crazy.
He advertises, doesn't he, on Stephanie Miller's show?
I believe he does. We will be back talking to Pam Yonke on John and Gordy next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
It's 35 degrees, highs today in the mid-60s. We're going to see a lot of sunshine today. It's going to be beautiful all day long.
All day long, mid-60s. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And now Pam Yonke joins us from the Midwest Farm Report. Good morning, Pam.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what was your impression of the Testicle Festival out at Springfield Quarters, Pam?
we were all there.
It was quite the event. I'm happy that I witnessed it. I'm happy that my team got a chance to sample and nobody had to spit them out. So it was good fun. Really appreciate Pam and her husband from Springfield Corners having us out. We're looking forward to doing it again next year already.
Oh yes,
Pam
absolutely.
And Bill, they're great hosts. And man, It was much bigger than it was last year.
Yeah.
I mean, there were about twice as many people there as when we went to it last year. And it was jam-packed and everybody was having fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good time.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, the band started a little bit later. So they were all there just to do the sampling and chit-chat. And, you know, it's kind of a perfect time for that kind of a festival. It gives you a chance to get out and kind of shake off the winter doldrums and being locked in, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And you were giving away booze up there on the stage, and you had a hard time doing it. That never happens in Wisconsin, does it?
Yeah, well, we were kind of caught flat-footed by that. Pam and Bill gave us that to give away, and it's like, oh, wait a minute. And now we got to make sure everybody's 21 that answers our question. So,
wow.
It was all good.
That was great. Great. You improvised that. That's fantastic.
You brought your whole team with you.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, we had everybody and significant others also along, a bunch of family members. Mm. Yeah, it turned into a real group event for us. So, yeah, I'm glad everybody showed up. I'm glad you guys were there.
Pam, one of the people on your team, a tall man, you introduced him. I can't remember how you did it. You introduced him, and everybody clapped and applauded. And then you said, but he's a Bears fan.
Yeah.
Boy, that turned the crowd ugly.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. Our assistant, Ben Jarbo, he's from South Central Illinois.
Oh.
He's been with us now probably about 7 months, and that we're trying to rub the new off of him, and he doesn't know much about. He did not come to us with much knowledge about dairy.
Mm.
He's good on the corn and beans kind of things, but nothing for dairy. So we've had to rub that off on him and educate him quick. But that Chicago Bears thing, all I can say is that it keeps him very humble.
I agree.
Hey, I'll bet.
There's not been a lot of conversations about football scores and that kind of thing. So anyhow, it was really good to have him be introduced to our audience that day.
All right. Well, the good news is that the dairy farmers in Wisconsin have those federal funds now.
Yeah, the development came late on Friday that the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, announced that they were finally releasing kind of the congressionally directed federal funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. Now, basically, these are groups all across the United States, not just in Wisconsin, but all across the United States that are trying to reimagine what dairy is going to look like going forward. So that money allowed four centers, one is in Wisconsin, the others are in Tennessee, Vermont, and California, to get back online as far as research was concerned. And really, the other part of that money that I focused in on is 420 dairy farmers and processors that were impacted by that freeze. That was $28.6 million in grant money that had already been promised. And then, again, with this federal funding restrictions, that suddenly came to a stop. So a lot of calls were made last week by dairy farmers, dairy processors, our dairy organizations to try to make sure that money came online. And we got the good news late on Friday.
Yeah, a lot of them have already spent that money. They've got loans, and they were expecting to pay off those loans so they could, you know, get that funding in there. You know, I had a story about that. Tammy Frisch owns the Two Guernsey Girls Creamery, and she was really glad to have that money now. So, you know,
it's like I said.
Yeah. She's got Guernsey cows. It says here that it's easier for some people to digest Guernsey cow milk.
Well, maybe. I don't know that I've seen any research on that, boy.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
I mean, there's usually people with Guernsey have a fondness for the breed, for the temperament of the animal and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, we've got all kinds of – that's some of the research that they're looking at with that Dairy Business Innovation grant money. So.
Yeah.
And that two
– like you said, there.
Yeah, that Two Guernsey Girls business, the creamery, only has 13 cows.
Yeah.
How can they do that?
It's a micro dairy.
Micro dairy.
Yeah.
Huh.
And, you know, she said a great thing, though, and this is something about all of the government bodies that are being torn apart. She said that, plain and simple, I mean, these are not tax dollars that are wasted. We are growing to help our community, and we're producing great products here. And I think that sums it up.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah. That's really the goal of it all. And like you said, the farms, the processors have no problem leaning in as far as the money is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a contract that's already been agreed to and signed, then, you know, you hope that that money is eventually going to come back around. So like I said, the theme from most of the farmers that I've been visiting with was they remain patient and optimistic that all these agreements are going to be honored over the course of time.
All right. And you've got six Alice in Wonderland finalists. Is that correct?
Well, that would be Alice in Dairyland.
Oh, in Dairyland, that's
Alice
right.
Alice in Wonderland is what you were thinking about Saturday at the
Festival.
So
John only got about 3 hours sleep last night, ma'am. So.
I did.
We've got six candidates. They are Allison Foster from Waupun. She actually worked at Grande Cheese as a food scientist. Mm-hmm. Michelle Stangler from Watertown. She is a UW River Falls graduate and in ag communications. Michaela Flight from Coloma grew up on a fruit and vegetable farm in the Central Plains and also worked at Dane County Farmers Market for her family's farm. Natalie Rowe down in Monticello. She's a cash crop kid. And she is a graduate of UW-Madison. Olivia Lulich from Linden Station, she's quite a little powerhouse. She graduated from Iowa State University in ag education. And Sarah Hagenow from Poinette, she is the sixth finalist that was qualified. She's a senior at the University of Minnesota, and she's going to graduate with a degree in agriculture and food businesses. So that's who we got to look forward to as our next agriculture ambassador.
Fantastic.
Pam? Thank you for visiting with us. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Appreciate it.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
All right.
Fun times.
Wonderland. It is a wonderland of dairy.
Mm-hmm. Midwest Farm Report's coming up next. And we'll be back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Wow, all the time. Again, you know, this is Idiocracy on WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7. A beautiful day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
High in the mid-60s.
Checking the WMDX thermometer at the moment, it's 35 degrees. So still chilly this morning. Still need a jacket or a sweater. Maybe a little heavier jacket.
But
maybe
a
slightly heavier sweater.
Well, I would think
maybe
so.
A jacket and a sweater.
Well, could perhaps. Be.
And then 66 for a high this afternoon.
Yeah.
Looking pretty good.
Yeah.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Yes, their Verlo Mattress Mismatch Sale is happening. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. John?
Well, you know, the Megas seem to want to make a big deal about Al Green being bounced off the floor for the state of the whatever from Trump the other day. And, you know, I admire him for standing up there and protesting and saying something and doing something, and not only that, but actually having us talk about it even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the Megas now are like, you know, giving him as the example of the radical nature of liberals. Oh, come on, please. Radical? We're still trying to find out how we're going to react to Trump. My God, how radical is that? But anyway, I just have to say, I don't want to hear another word about decorum from the right at all. The only difference? Biden masterfully handled the clowns interrupting him.
Biden did.
All those times.
When he was president,
While Trump, you know, he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it, and then he targeted a few people there in the audience. That was disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
But we have an example here. Okay?
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we have an example of Biden handling the crowd, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Ah, yes.
And Trump, the way he handled it. Let's play cut 63.
Contact my office. I'll give you a copy. I'll give you a copy of the proposal.
That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant... But it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed
See?
By some of you.
Nice guy. Kick them out. Kick them out, Biden.
Folks.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir. Take your seat. Members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum. The chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
There you go. See? Mm-hmm. It's another way of handling it, I guess.
Yeah, they tossed him out.
Yeah. So I think I like the way Biden handled it.
Yes.
And he could have tossed them out easily,
mm-hmm.
right?
He could have had them.
Obama could have done the same thing when he was called a liar.
Right.
Bounce that son of a gun out.
Yeah, but they didn't do that.
No, they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's it's
but this is what happens
different
in
day and age,
an authoritarian regime.
Right.
And that's what we're in right now.
Yeah, we're already there.
All right. So, settled. That's settled.
Okay.
Okay.
Now by the way, did we ever hear any comments from him after that, Representative Al Green from
Texas?
I really
haven't heard anything.
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
Anything that he said about it.
Well.
Yeah. So.
But he made his mark.
He did.
We're talking about him.
Good for him for speaking up.
Well, as we all know, 80,000 Americans are losing their jobs at the Veterans Affairs Department.
Hmm.
And
this is incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people are hurt with this. A lot of veterans are definitely hurt with this. MSNBC's Nicole Wallace featured vet Eric Rodriguez and his reaction to the brutal cuts by DOGE and Elon Musk. He was brought to tears, pretty much. Let's check this out. This is Cut 70.
They're slashing staff, crushing unions, and selling out the VA for what? So billionaires can make more money while veterans sit on wait lists. Worse, they'll get no treatment. Our president was asleep while Musk was at the wheel. Do you know what happens to a serviceman when they fall asleep when they're on duty? Veterans don't trust him. He's not one of us.
So that was Eric Rodriguez. He's a veteran of the war in Iraq. He was reacting to the news that the Trump administration is cutting thousands of jobs from the Department of Veterans Affairs. On that, the AP reports this, quote, the Department of Veterans Affairs is planning a reorganization that includes cutting more than 80,000 jobs. Wow, 80,000 jobs from the agency that provides health care for retired military members. The VA's chief of staff told top-level officials at the agency Tuesday that it had an objective to cut enough employees to return to 2019 staffing levels of just under 400,000. That would require terminating tens of thousands of employees after the VA had expanded during the Biden administration, as well as to cover veterans impacted by burn pits. For some veterans, that means not just worrying about what this means for their health care and their family's health care. They could also lose their jobs entirely. More than 25% of the VA's staff and workforce is made up of veterans.
See, you know, they added all these individuals not to expand the department, just willy-nilly. Oh, let's expand it under a Democratic president. No, he did it because there was a necessity to do that. You know, with the added benefits from the burn pits, they needed to administer all of this and all of this help to the veterans. And they offer them jobs, and this is just devastating. And obviously, we all know by now that Elon is just firing people at will. There's no logic. There's no rhyme or reason to it. I think, I'm sad that the megas are allowing this, that they're letting this kind of happen under their watch. I mean, this is their president. They've got everything they wanted. And for some reason, they're not holding him to any kind of account on any of this, especially putting Elon in charge of something so devastating to so many Americans, especially veterans.
Well, and, you know, Trump campaigned with veterans. I mean, he's all, you know, patriotic and hugging the flag. And, you know, he's in their corner during the campaign, at least, all the way through. And, you know, showing up at the unknown soldiers memorial and putting flowers on there. And you would think that he would... You know, now that he's president again, he would be in the veterans' corner and helping things out, but getting rid of 80,000 workers at the Veterans Administration.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't. It's just turning his back on. It's just a complete 180.
Well, somebody put together a little video in regards to all of this, produced in partnership with Marcus Ford Georgia and Hold the Line PAC. Donald Trump loves to wrap himself in that flag, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Salute the troops.
Right.
Claims he's the greatest champion of the military. Well, well, well. Let's listen to a few little tracks they put together here. Cut 67.
The golden age of America has only just begun.
Veterans will suffer.
It will be like nothing that has ever been seen before.
Friday night, Pentagon purge.
President Trump has just fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Truly unprecedented.
And we take good care of our veterans.
Veterans are being fired.
We've been betrayed.
Absolutely betrayed.
A slap in the face.
I feel let down.
I feel like I'm not good enough.
We love our veterans.
The president referred to them as suckers and losers.
We're not losers. We're not suckers.
We care about veterans. But at the same time, we have a fiscal responsibility to use taxpayer dollars to pay people that actually work.
We don't deserve to be treated like this.
Perhaps they're not fit to have a job at this moment.
These people are brave, patriotic Americans that go to work every single day.
We have hundreds of thousands of federal workers who have not been showing up to work.
I put myself in harm's way for the country.
We put our whole entire life into public service, and all of a sudden, one man comes in and throws it all away.
Elon Musk, who is in the gallery tonight.
If Elon Musk does what he wants to do, between 200,000 to 300,000 veterans are fired this year.
And any federal bureaucrat who resists this change will be removed from office immediately.
Veterans make up 30% of the federal workforce.
Combat veterans, it's your neighbors. We want to work hard. We want to help people.
These warriors who shed their blood.
The Department of Veterans Affairs dismissing more than 1,400 probationary workers.
Can you guarantee that veterans' benefits and care will not be affected by these cuts?
No, I can't guarantee anything.
I just feel like I've just been swept up in a dustpan and thrown out. I voted for Trump. A lot of us didn't deserve this.
Nope, didn't deserve it at all. And that's just a few impressions and a nice video that really says it all, I think.
Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us there, 879-TALK. Also use the Civic Media app and get right through to us on the app with the text button, or you can call us there, too. And this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years in business, doing lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. David J. Frank, the largest landscape contractor in this part of the state with branches in Madison, Milwaukee, Kenosha. And you can find out a lot more at davidjfrank.com. Also, in our next hour, Amy Horak will join us with the horticultural report.
I'm really excited to see what she thinks of my idea of instead of just planting new plants, we paint the old ones green.
Yes, I can't wait to hear what she has to say about it.
Yeah, it's such a time and effort saver, right?
This is something you've been promoting for some time,
it
Sam.
It is, right? Because, well, John, you said you wanted to get some nice colorful flowers alongside your house.
That's right.
Now that it's springtime, why don't you just paint the plants that are already there a different color? Them.
It's really kind of hard to do without spraying the rest of... the soil and everything around it.
Doesn't seem like that would be environmentally friendly either. It's just, I think there's need to workshop that some more.
Maybe.
Think about that a little deeper.
Was that something in Alice in Wonderland where they painted the flowers or they had to make them?
I don't know. I don't recall that.
I've never seen Alice in Wonderland.
You've never seen Alice in Wonderland?
The animated version from Walt Disney, the old version?
I have not.
Yeah, it's a great film.
And my wife has some porno books regarding Alice Through the Looking Glass. Just to throw that in, you know.
What's the title, actually?
I can't remember. Well, it used to be 50 Shades of Alice.
Yeah.
Then they changed it because it was too close to the movie
name
title.
Yeah.
But
based on Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
A porn
stuff.
Novel.
It's fun stuff. It's okay. It's fun stuff.
You really have nothing more to say on that, do you?
Yeah. No, okay. I don't.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, we are going to find out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Are we going to find out about landscaping as well? Or?
You bet. And then we're going to ask Amy if your idea of just throwing a bunch of random grass seed in that in that whatever's going on in your swamp, if that's going to do any good in the backyard.
Well, I think it would. I know they wouldn't recommend it because that kind of, you know, doesn't require their services. But I do have a question about porches and cement and all that kind of stuff. I hope you can answer some of those questions.
Yeah. Well, what kind of questions do you have about cement? I don't know if she's.
Well, we've got a patio and an old stoop, and they're all breaking away from the house. And we gotta replace those.
Gotta do something about that. All right. Well, we'll talk to Amy Horak about that in the next hour. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy on this Monday morning, right here on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. You know, we'll have to find a little bumper of the Ohio Express and down at Lulu's or something like that. Right?
Why are you talking about that?
It's just a nice. I think it would be a kind of a fun intro to the extravaganza here.
Okay. All right. We'll do a little deep search for that.
Maybe it doesn't work.
It's 6:52. It's 35 degrees. It's going to be nice and warm today. Mid-60s today. Mostly sunny skies. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
We'll talk to our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, in a little while and get the latest update in about a half hour.
Well, you know, I just went to the WMDX Newswire, I came across some new stuff that's out there.
Yeah, was the teletype machine working well?
It was. Yeah, it was really working well. It was cranking the paper like crazy.
That's funny because I don't hear it. We put it in a.
We're losing forest
room.
After
forest. Oh, there it is.
There it is. Another one coming in right now.
There it is. Oh. Big, 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 big story. This is big.
Okay, all right, already.
Must be a big story.
Oh, it has to. It is a big story because shock upon shock,
what?
Fox News came out and they were bashing Mike Johnson.
What?
Over Elon's cuts to cancer research. They were really angry about this. This hit a sore spot for him, I guess. You know? Harming veterans. Well, let's check this out. This is cut 83.
Okay. Look, I worked in the federal government for 10 years. There are certainly ways it could be more efficient. This is moving fast and breaking things and hurting a lot of people in the process. And the government shouldn't be in the business of firing a veteran who served their country for 20 years and then having to fix it later. I don't trust that it will fix it later.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah.
And you can come up with, there are a lot of comical things that President Trump mentioned in the State of the Union that you mentioned about the government was spending money on. A lot of things that are getting cut are cancer research.
Mm-hmm.
Support for scientists across this country saving the lives of children with cancer. That's just one. So we can talk about cuts, but doing it this way hurts Americans. It's irresponsible. And quite frankly, that's why you see not just paid protesters, with all due respect, some constituents in Republican districts who are coming to these town halls and saying, I'm a veteran. I lost my job. I have come to work every day. How can you? And Elon Musk makes millions of dollars every day from the American government.
You think?
And you're firing these people.
Yeah. Do you agree this is race, or do you feel?
Oh, no, I don't think it's racist. Sorry. Okay. So, I didn't answer that part of the question. No, I just think it's irresponsible and harmful.
So, well, stay tuned. Stay tuned, because it's going to be corrected. And I've talked to Elon about this personally, and many of us have. He has completely pure motives. He's trying to make the government work better for the people, all the people, and the essential employees and the people doing great work will come back.
Oh, sure. See, that was Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. He was there as their guest. And, well, you just wait. Oh, you just wait.
It's all going to be fine.
Well, we're going to straighten things out. Well, let's talk about that Doge dividend. Remember, we mentioned that a few days ago.
Where's my $5,000?
Right? Yeah, I'm coming for mine, too.
I know. Let's take it right out of the pot and create a larger debt. Okay.
Sure.
Let's do that. Let's not pay down the debt with the money we saved. What is wrong with these people? Never mind. I can't wrap my brain about some of this stuff anymore. Oh, all right.
Every day.
I know.
The fire hose continues.
Okay, so I looked into this, right?
Okay.
According to the plan, 20% of the savings would be allowed and allocated to go to American citizens, okay? And then another 20% would address the national debt. Well, oh, that's nice. If implemented, the plan might exclude low-income Americans.
Oh.
The stimulus would be directed only to households with net tax contributions, meaning those who pay more in taxes than they receive in benefits.
Oh,
well, this will be fun to see them perform this math quiz. Consequently, many low-income individuals who often do not pay federal taxes would not qualify.
Well,
so there you go. You know, somewhere along the way, I think they knew this. And this is how they treat Americans, hardworking Americans living paycheck to paycheck. Don't give them the stimulus, this tax, this Doge dividend, as they're calling it. Critics argue that the plan's exclusion of low-income Americans could exacerbate existing inequalities. You think? Supporters of the plan say the need to support taxpayers who contribute significantly to the federal budget is more important. Wait a minute. They're the ones who are successful.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
We don't need to pay them more. Again, your life is not worth anything unless you contribute significantly to the budget.
That's the message.
Yeah, and the same goes for health care with Medicaid, because they want to put a work requirement in, or else you don't get health care. You're not worth the time. If you're not working, your life ain't worth nothing to these people. My God, what is wrong? Is anybody out there calling them on this stuff? I mean, this is inhumane and crazy, right?
It's sad.
All right. Anyway, I got a song here. Yeah, we don't have much time, so let's kind of play out on this one, I think. This would be this is a takeoff on Neil Young's Southern Man. It's called Mega Man. let's check this out. I hope you can understand the lyrics. Let's play it.
Okay.
What I'd like to see Canada become our 51st state.
Well, what President Trump also said is that the tariffs will not come off until we give up our birthright and our sovereignty to a convicted predator. That is never, ever, ever going to happen.
Mega Man!
We will be back with more of John and Gordy after the news. In our next hour, Amy Horak.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.